Hare Krishna, in the attached picture on the thumbnail or in the picture section, you can see, which for me was a very startling example of how quote-unquote progress has really taken root here in India. It's symptomatic of the materialistic disease of trying to make everything bigger, better, faster, and it's symptomatic of the consciousness behind it, and of course the consequences that also come of quote-unquote progress. So on one side you see a typical Indian broom. Anyone who's been to India has seen them and most likely has used them. Very simple. The brush is, or broom part, is simply made of strands of hay or bush that are just tied together, and they're tight part is used as the handle and the loose part is used as the broom end. It's simple, it's natural, it grows, it costs nothing or it costs very little if you buy it in the shop. Once it passes its usefulness, becomes worn out, you can use it as fuel and burn it. Or you can throw it away and it'll simply decompose and make fertilizer. On the other side, you see the new plastic version. The handle is made of plastic. The broom part, stems, are extruded plastic. For all of this, you need a factory, you need machines, you need plastic. The thing, it doesn't work as well, by the way, because it slips on the floor. It doesn't work as well as the natural one, but when it's past its sell-by date, then if you burn it, it pollutes. If you throw it away, it pollutes. It contributes to the destruction of the planet, as all other plastic things do, and it's absolutely unnecessary. Although someone may argue that it creates a lot of jobs, but it creates a lot of jobs because the people who would make the other ones have been put out of work. So silly, so sad, and unfortunately probably here in India where people are quite impressionable, then they think, oh, this is real progress. But it's not progress. It's what Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita. Etam dishtim avastavya nasmat maralpa budhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagatodhika. That they make all kinds of horrible plans to destroy the world. It's not an atom bomb, but it is a ticking time bomb. Every one of these so-called brooms. And they're just compounding the suffering and misery that this beautiful country is being subjected to by carelessness, litter, plastic, exploitation, all born of greed. Hare Krishna.